Hey, welcome, 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 all around the WWW, and if any of these places are as hot as Florida is, well, we're in for a warm time. But, you know, when there's music, there's always warm times. I'm telling you right now, Florida, the middle of Florida is hot. It's over 100 degrees, and if you're locked up, I'm sorry for you. You better get yourself out there somewhere. So Poetic Sam is here, and I'm going to try to get my co-host in on this with me as well, Miss Janet on the move, Lumley. I haven't heard from her, so I don't know exactly where she is or what she's going to do just yet. But I will try. I will try. But let's get on to some music. I'm going to even be dropping a couple of new music that I wanted to get on Saturday, but I got some nice music ready for you. Okay, here's some Sugar Mine and Slice of the Cake. It's your slice. Let me let you know you're listening to CRS Radio.
Give me what is mine, mine. Give me what is mine. It's about time. Alright. Give me a slice of the cake. Yes, that I man help to bake. That's all I want. Just a slice of the cake. Man, that's all I will take. Every time I try a thing, like I'm about to win. You're ready to eat in this a job again. So eat in this a job again. When time comes for me to get my share, you're ready to and never really treat I fear. No way, never really treat I fear. But any man beware, he get paid. Hope you will see things my way. Here, let me say, give me a slice of the cake. Yes, that I might help to bake. That's all I want, a slice of the cake. Mom, that's all I will take. Give me what is mine. Give me what is mine. Give me what is mine. While the next man way down there in my job pit.
Oh yeah.
Say everything well nice when the business I won. But when the mass we pass, I'm always the last. So hear me say, hey, then in my job again. Hey, then this a job again. You listen to then they my drop again. Then they start up again. Every time I try a thing, and it seems like I'm about to win. But I am. Then they my drop again. Then they my drop again. When time comes for me to get my share, never really treat I fear. No way, never really treat I fear. But every man will work, we get paid. And I really hope you will see it my way. Here where you go, give me a slice of the cake. Yes, where I'm an empty bag. That's all I want, just a slice of the cake. Man, that's all I will take. Give me what what is mine. It's about time. Give me what is mine. No matter job or job. No matter job or job. Go away.
We're ready. Janet, on the move, Lumley, are you ready? I know you're always ready. Hello? Are you there?
Yes. It's another Thursday evening, and yes, I am ready. I'm loving the vibes, man. Loving the vibes. I was there again, rocking to the music and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so welcome again, everyone, to another session of Wagwan. And as you know, for those of you who've been following us all these months, we don't rehearse anything. We just come on as it is and talk about any topic.
Drop it. Anything that's there that's interesting, and we think it will generate. It is usually a very interesting topic. So, you know what I mean?
Sure is. So where I am right now is very noisy because I'm on the move. I'm on the road. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now winter anymore. Summer officially started on Tuesday. So we're having some hot weather. And a lot is happening, you know, in Toronto right now. So come on over, guys. You know, you're taking a vacation. Why not pop into Toronto? This weekend is the Pride Parade. We also have the Durham Caribbean Festival, which will be happening.
Is that the one that Spice is coming on? Is that one?
Yeah, yes. So it's happening on the weekend, but the sad thing about it, people are rebelling. Why? Because you must know of this Taste of Danforth. You know that event, right?
Right. They take it off.
Taste of the Danforth. Yeah, they cancel it because they're saying, it would be dangerous because a lot of the spaces are taken up because of the pandemic. So they built bicycle paths and all these stuff on the roadway. They're not going to have it this year. They cancel it. So the people there, they're very upset about it and stuff like that. But things will be happening in the community, you know, as we speak. This coming weekend, we'll be having the Durham Caribbean Festival is one.
We're
going
to try to keep a little bit of that live work on, what is it? It's Saturday, right? On Saturday.
It's both days, Saturday and Sunday, which yours truly will be at both events. So Saturday I will be helping out there in the morning, doing trying to direct people for the vendors where they'll be setting up their vendor stalls. So how did they guiding that on Saturday? Then on Sunday, now they're having part two, which starting at, I think, noon. Again, I'll be there as well. And
you're going to be busy. You're going to be really on the move this weekend.
Yes, but over the next, right back until winter comes back, I will be in the community, right, doing my stuff as usual. Hold on, please. I'll be in the community. Hold on.
Well, while you attend to that, you know, I could play some music.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what's happening Saturday and Sunday for me and every weekend, July the 9th. So for those who are heading to Niagara Falls, July the 9th for the first, well, this event been happening there. But because of COVID, canceled it for the past couple of years. So Reggae Sun Flash Niagara Falls will be happening there July the 9th. Again, I will be on that as well. Then August the 27th, guess what? They'll be having, Caribana for the first time in Niagara Falls. So I'll also be on, I'm also going to be on that journey as well. So there are a lot of events, you know, that we'll be taking part in for this year. And definitely we'll be keeping everybody here on the platform as to what's happening in the city of CO. We've been under lockdown for the past 2 years.
2 years.
So, so now that the city is opening, you know, bringing back some vibes, partying, music, you know, even bringing in some revenue into the community.
Socializing human beings again. All right.
Yes.
It will. You know, that was first song, so you hear a little bit of what's going on, people. You know, she's on the move. I'm here in South Florida, and I'm telling you, I'm burning up. It's so hot here. You can't even, you better find a good night, AC or some water, some real flowing breeze right now, because it's hot. It's like 100 degrees out there right now. Very, very hot.
Yes, it is. And, okay, so that's information for events that will be happening, but also a lot of community initiatives is going on. So we have, as you know, the Lumi. And for the first time yesterday, I was able to migrate the platform. So for all the individuals who have existing Lumi accounts, they can now migrate into the new one. So anybody's out there who is ready to migrate, who already has their account since it started in October, can reach out to me to do the migration for them.
Wow. That's what took us to the U.S. We migrated from Jamaica, so another migration now. Make use of it.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes, and, you know, it's great. That's a whole new community there with the migration. It's a whole new world. It's so interactive. It's so simple for us to use. For those of us who are
Don't get into the juice of it yet. Let's just drop one in. Don't get into the juice of it yet. You know.
No problem.
But I'm going to drop this Jungle Lava rhythm. It's a new rhythm, and I'm going to have them on Saturday. I'm going to have that this Saturday. Next Saturday. But here is one of his rhythms. Jungle Lava. Oh, good for now. You know, compatriot or business associate. It's a Jungle Lava.
Before I go to bed, I pray to Jah, my soul to save. Protect me from my enemies who come to the friendly shade. Though I may be weak, he's forever strong. In my doubt,
I like that one. Yes, George, I think this is going to be it.
Let's talk about Jungle Lava a little bit. Yeah, we can't play his music and not talking about him.
Yes, I will talk about it.
Yeah.
You know.
And I hope he's listening.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
You know. This man has been around for a long time, you know, played with the great, also
very talented individual, yes, and
runs in front.
Yes, he's got the talent in him, a great guitarist, and I think Lloyd Parks trained him, right?
Yeah, Lloyd Parks.
Yeah, and if anybody knows Lloyd Parks, he came out of a good school.
Oh, yeah. Very good school.
And right now, he's one of the best band, Jungle Lava band, that's in Jamaica at the moment. And building rhythms and
real
authentic reggae music.
Authentic. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, and that's an example of what he could do. You know, you listen to how the song is clean, you know, and I think he's got a record on that. Is it the entire EP or it's just?
Yeah, he has one on there.
Okay.
We'll play. Don't worry, I'm going to get to him.
Yes. We have to, that's our friend. That's like my brother from another mother. So, you know, I'm so excited for him. Yeah, proud of him. George, Excellent, excellent, excellent. Jungle George, we know him as, right?
Yep.
Aston Hewitt, find him on. When he sent out that, he released that or sent it out, he's on most of the platform, the distribution platform. So what's the name of the album, Poetic Sam?
This one is the, what do you call it, with him, because he has two. That was Ungrateful Lover. That's the one I just played a while ago. What do you call it, the Jungle Lover with him? By the time we get back from the music, I'll be able to tell you which one it is. I think there's two of them going around now that he has. And that's one of them. That's a compilation with a bunch of other people, including the great History Man. So, Jungle George is very clean, very, you know, music is just different. Very different, very nice, and, you know, old school with new school, you know. So you can Natty Dreadlocks. Natty Dreadlocks.
Yes, I couldn't remember the name.
Yeah, Natty Dreadlocks Survival Rhythm. There's a compilation with six of them, including Jungle George on it. So between now and Saturday, you'll be hearing it, and then he's gonna come on, and I'm gonna interview him like a week or so. We'll hear all about him. He'll give you a lot more tidbits before. Okay? So that was on the Natty Dreadlocks, really. All right? That one was called Ungrateful Love. But you'll get it. We'll give it to you. You're always, always here. Because I support Einstein. I wouldn't say he's unknown, but it's time for him to hit number one spot. All right? So, here we go with some more music again. John Nine. Yes, I think. Avocado. What am I? Don't forget, this is CRS Radio with the Wagwan Show. Poetic Sam and Johnny on the Move. Lovely. At your fingertips, at your ears.
So, you know me love my belly cause I just come a grow. And my favorite thing he bring for me is avocado. Avocado, me love the avocado. Avocado, me love the avocado. Avocado, me love the avocado. Avocado, me love the... And when the pear not in the season, still him know when me want to steam up with the shell and pan the open fire. And everything me need, you know my king deliver. To heighten my affection with the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the... Can I be in town, my bike for bring the good luck to me? Nothing too high, just 150. Him used to be a soldier, so him built properly. But treat my little body with the right remedy. Right remedy, him have 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 the... Can teach me all the... sharing passion. No girl around can intervene, cause she no know what I want. The perfect specimen of me humble lion, me mama humble lion. Reserved with the queen. And if you catch a glimpse of him, you know what I mean. Nearly 7 feet of muscle and a size 14. Size 14, him of the size 14. Size 14, him of the size 14. Size 14, him of the size 14. Size 14. So as you can imagine, me no need nothing more. My belly and my body and my heart, well sure to him alone unleash the cure. Everything is copacetic and we're future secure. Future secure. Yes, we're future secure. Future secure. Yes, we're future secure. And when the youth them time for forward and we watch them a grow. Brilliant and beautiful and black like a yo. Teach them and inspire them with things them to know. Like how you catch a princess with the avocado. Avocado, me love 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 the avocado. Me love the avocado.
Yes, that was Janine. Janine. Somebody just, I was at the Afrobeat party on Saturday night, and I was told that she now lives in Tanzania, and she has a baby. Well, that's not something that I knew, and
who has a baby?
Janine, the artist that I just played. I don't know how much you know her, but I play her music
okay.
All the time. And she also now lives in Tanzania. So I was wondering why she's so silent. The person told me I was at this Afrobeat party. I think I advertised that I'm going to be called at an Afrobeat party on Saturday night. Let me tell you, I think... from looking, I wasn't going to dances when Skia was on. I was, I guess, too little, and then I was a church boy, you know. So that Afrobeat party reminded me of when Skia was turning from Skia to reggae. Those people were having fun.
Where was it?
They were dancing because their music is nothing like no other. They don't play no slow music. It's fast music. And I, all the time, I saw this guy, I had to watch them. This couple was dancing all night. They danced for about 4 hours. When I left, they were still dancing 4 hours straight. They didn't drink no liquor. They were just dancing. The guy was wet. The sister, she was wet. They had moves. They competed with moves with each other. They just enjoy themselves. They really enjoy themselves. And that is what it is missing out of parties these days. I mean, I couldn't tell the last time I went somewhere. And I had to just stand up and watch them, you know. Mm-hmm. The sister who performed highly, she was the reggae artist. And they showered her with money. You know, they dropped all this money while she was singing. She did a nice song. I introduced her. I brought her on and everything, and I spoke to her and stuff. I think she's out of Connecticut. She moved down here now. She sounds good. Saturday I'll drop. I'm going to try to get some. I told her to give me some of her songs, send me some of her stuff so I can play. But it was nice. It was pretty good. It was different. It was lively. It was a lot of music. A lot of fast music. This Afrobeat thing, is, I can see it. I
love Afrobeat.
Yeah, it's very, very lively, very dancing, very nothing to just sit down music. You gotta be. They were doing different people doing different moves, man and woman enjoying themselves. It's not like our parties, which kind of turn you off if you're a party person, where one bunch of guys stand over this corner and one bunch of girls stand over the woman or whatever. You want to call, it's no separation. Everybody's together. They're just having fun.
But you know, nowadays with the dance or music or what's going on now, they will be playing the music good and all of a sudden they start talking.
Yeah. These guys don't talk. They're not into shouting over the music. One guy was talking, but he talked for a while and he stopped. You know, but and I don't think he was so much because they kind of try to get me to do something like that. I guess because they know that Jamaican do that, but I didn't think it was my place in a sort of way. But it was too good to be interrupting that kind of stuff. It's just too good. It's just nice. All kind of different ages, different sizes. Everybody was just having fun. I mean, it's not one of those things where, you know, all the girls in the park half naked and, you know, it's different. It's a different time.
What was the name of the event?
They just call it Afrobeat Night. They rented a spot, which is not a bad spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just call it Afrobeat Night. They're going to have it again, so I will know about it and I will be there again because myself and this guy, he's from the Cameroon, and you know, I'm very, very good friends with him. And he told me, hey, come along. He's been telling me about it for a while. He said, come be a part of it. And I advertised it on Saturday's show. Just something that I think could very well mix with some of what we have always done very well with that. Because he already told me, he said, you know, I think one of the things is we need a permanent spot because I could see that crowd getting, you know, bigger and, you know, hopefully stay just like it did. It's just all about partying and going home. You know, but it was very, I liked it. I liked it. For the first time in a long time, I went out to something of that caliber with younger folks and I'm not like, coming back and saying, and it's so different. It's so not my thing. And, you know, you just don't want to go. You don't want, you know, you just don't see the fun in it anymore. Because, you know, I'm coming from way back. I'm coming from DJ, being a DJ, watching everybody jump, you know, going to parties up there in Canada. My uncle was a, he was one of those, anytime you hear he's having a party, the block shuts down. Nobody bothers us and everything. You go up there. I'm talking about my family was always like that. I became a musician, and it's not even strange because I had another uncle, which is his brother in Jamaica. He used to have a shop, and he used to have a dance hall. I think I had another uncle like that. So, you know, my family is always music. My grandfather, everybody, you know, we did music. But that was great. For this era, I think, yes, Afrobeat is going to really bring them on.
Afrobeat is going to, going into the next decade?
Yeah.
This is what, 2022? So another 8 years? Afrobeat,
yeah.
they're going to take it because I've been to one early in this year, and for the first time I was able to enjoy myself, but it was like an album pre-release. D-Flex. D-Flex and Simply, they're out of Africa.
Right.
And then on May the 28th, the other day, it was the actual album release, and people came out, and the vibes was just right. I mean, they played some reggae, but the guys that were playing, they just played like some old-time music.
Right.
And I really enjoyed myself, you know, that I'm so looking forward. And I'm not sure if you know DJ Cool. DJ Cool will be on the...
Heard about it.
Yeah, roster for Niagara Falls on the 9th. And he's a good DJ when it comes to playing music. And because he has a radio show that he does every Monday evening and out of Cambridge, I think it is. Right? Yeah, so here, hopefully, if we can get back into that vibes again, I think it will be very, very appreciated because you'll have a lot of more mature people, you know, going out, you know, dressing up. Yeah, because we are from the era where we dress up. You know, you dress up to go to a party.
Go have fun, real fun.
Yeah,
dancing like those people are dancing. Like they dance, that guy and others were there dancing as well too. But
you should video them.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, I was there. And
take
I was
a little
just,
snip to share.
Yeah, it was a great thing to share. I'm telling you, they were going, this guy and this girl. Oh my God. I'm telling you, I'm like, yeah, this is partying, and this is what partying is all about. This is, you know,
I would have enjoyed that. Trust me.
It was very enjoyable, you know, very, very kind of attentive. You know, it grabs your attention to see them, the moves they have, the moves they try. I know they challenge each other with the moves. That means even if you weren't a friend when you came in the party, you leave a friend because everybody just in it together, having mad fun. I tell you, I liked it. I really like it.
Yeah,
but
I would really.
Today, I'm going to get into some music again. I'm going to drop one and come back again. This is Lee Scratch Perry, the madman. Insane. Figure, man.
He's not mad. He's not mad.
Yeah. I use that word and use it very loosely because I don't mean, and that's why I laugh at it, because he's not. He's a musical genius. He's a very, very different musician. You know? Here we go. Lee Scratch Perry, Rubber Squeeze. Yes, people, and it's this kind of vibe that the Afrobeat is in. These kind of vibes.
Call. Turn it around.
Perry himself can't deny him, for his music is just one of a kind. A one of a kind producer. And
I had to record that.
He's so revered over Europe, you wouldn't believe this man. They
very talented.
So, yeah. Over
Unfortunately,
Europe, just,
he passed, but...
Yes. He's very, you know...
I hope I captured that. I videoed it while it was playing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There.
So you can publish
it. Always. Yes, and that's something, folks, this, once we're done, this recording is here 24/7, 365. It's never erased. So anything we say, if she tells you, go listen to something, go ahead and listen to it. It'll always be there. And if you don't get to listen to it now, or you started and something interrupted, you can go back tomorrow, you can go back anytime and listen to The Wagwan Show on Thursdays with Janet on the Moon Lumley and me, myself, on the turntables for 6 a.m. Right? So we're going to drop another one, another oldies. You know, on Thursdays we do most of the oldies, but on Saturdays you can come in here, some of the new tunes, unsigned artists, and all of that. All right? You'll hear some of it here at times. We'll give it. We just don't give a dose of it. We'll wait for Saturday, because this show is just that kind of show. You know, everything is mixed up in this show. So here's one called "Friendly." Do the night. CRS Radio, 4 6 7, and Janet. Okay, in your evening time. So,
oh, well, now, oh, yeah. Some people bitter, and just like I love you, them bad and mind them up is sitting now with shadow. Then half left to right, say them a crooked arrow, smile with you today and turn them back on you tomorrow. People bitter, chew your bread and butter, will mash up your life and them want to see you suffer. Be driving a Benz and you are driving over, mash up to life and they won't come take over. We call them frenemies, or where we call them frenemies. So we call them frenemies, or where we call them frenemies. Now, now, now. They live in glass house and they fling in stone. Refuse to leave people business alone. Can't go forward cause they're looking back, always wanting what you got. They grudge you for your house and them grudge you for your land. Grudge you for your life, true you have your own man. Grudge you for your car and they grudge you for your job. Yes, they even grudge you when they see your loving God. Frenemies, or where we call them frenemies. So we call them frenemies, or where we call them frenemies. Now, now, now. Remember the days of lime and water. Cup of sugar for your neighbor was nothing to offer. You helped my son and I help your daughter. Said those were the days of fun and laughter. Banai, banai, cherry be bounce gang. Fall down on me face, but me must rise again. For God is not my enemy, yes, he is my friend. Again, 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 away we go.
K-Vibe's doing that on the Tonight Rhythm called Frenemies. Yeah, she's based right here in the U.S. I think she's out in New York. That's K-Vibes. Very nice vibe. Not bad. Loving it. And here is, I think this is, what,
and he comes it under his tongue, then he's done.
Jameer Morgan, which is the son of, well, it's Denry Morgan's grandson. As we know, these are all family people. All right. One of the Morgan family sons.
It's Jameer, can you hear me? It's Jameer, can you hear me? Here comes the young stepper, yeah, I'm sharp like a razor. You can catch me now or never, 'cause I'm on the go like a razor. Speed up, I will always show you love, even if we're not talking. Never burn a bridge, your mind needs to cross it. I'm bound to forgive, but don't take it back. Protect myself at all times, don't run with me. Right before stage, I ask y'all to walk with me. Don't believe everything you see on social media. On the media, show the negative and they want you to react. Wind up yourself, so me cool and relax. Don't drop it, nobody has a trouble, no. All the state one them, we have to side them out. Don't let them get close before the time run out. Watch me wake up your mind through this microphone. And hot up the place like summer. Anytime we sing, when we rhythm tough like hammer. Never second place, always first place runner. If I disrespect, then you're gonna get down. So I'm a cool and bad. Yeah, yeah, I'm a cool and bad. I don't trouble nobody, cool and bad.
Without love, what kind of life am I living?
hit in Toronto, it can be a hit over the world because it's the hardest place. It's the hardest. A lot of reggae came out of Toronto. A lot of reggae have roots in Toronto.
Yeah, but
very strong group.
Leroy Brown is a very good reggae. He's an artist, and he never got a break until he migrated back to Jamaica.
Right. Yeah. What's his name? Oh no, he was here. I think he was here in America. This other that big hit too. I'm trying to remember other names that I know that was living in Toronto for a good while. You know, Leroy Sibbett being one of the known was there, you know, at a house, everything, you know. Oh, I think Don Drummer was there for a while. I think he was there
Leroy
for a Sibbett, while.
Though, a few years back at the, you know, the grandstand down by CNE.
Right.
He did a show there because what they do every year, after five in the evening, you pay $5, right?
And you go in. Yeah.
And you will go in, but not on the ride, just to the grandstand to hear these performers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He was one of the, did an excellent job. Then we have Freddie McGregor, who came there again, performed the Fab Five. They came and they performed at the grandstand. Oh. So Jerk Fest is back again this year.
Okay.
The Jerk Fest is happening in August. Afro Fest actually is happening July 8th, 9th, and 10th. Then we have Rasta Fest. It will be happening in Niagara, July the 30th, and also in Little Jamaica in August.
Oh, so she's doing two shows.
Mm-hmm. So, there's so much. And what I noticed with the roster, a lot of the Toronto artists, they'll be on most of these shows, right?
Right.
And they have, they're good performers, excellent voices, right? So you have some good products in Toronto. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Mally Bless, Tanya P's husband.
Oh,
they now have a recording studio here. I'm not sure where it's located, but I know they have a recording studio here in Toronto. And also Jack Kettle, I also see him promoting his own record studio and I guess labeled. I think he's in Mississauga. Because I follow them on social media. Yeah. So I see a lot of what's going on in the community. And most of these people, I know them personally. So once I see they post something, I don't ask. I just reshare it. You know, I just repost their stuff because I know they have good work. You know, they put out the work. Another band that we must look out for is what's the Bully's band name again? Willow's Records.
Oh, Willow's.
That's the one that backed Cairo.
But that did the that won the Grammy, the little boy.
The Juno.
Grammy. Or it's the Canada Grammy.
Well, it's like Canada's Grammy, obviously, yes. So
not as huge and as represented as it should be, but anyway, college. All over again. Yeah. So let's drop some more music on CRS Radio, the Wagwan Show. As you know, if you come on, you listen, you hear. We talk about a whole lot of things. Sound like we're a lot into Canada, but here, I'll be moving around here in a little bit. So I think because Tampa is where I am in Tampa, it's a little quieter than Toronto. Toronto is really, people think Canada is quiet. It's not, especially Toronto. Toronto is not a quiet city. Toronto, it's a mega city. It's a mega city. That's what they wanted,
enough,
but that's it.
Enough things are going in Toronto. Enough holy.
Yeah.
Right in the little city here and right in our surroundings, you know, where I am.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
My cousin was telling me about the Calgary Stampede, which is 10 days long. Yeah, it's an event. Why don't you come down for a few? So if I see a cheap ticket, I'll probably go down there for a few days.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
that
is something that we could even feature on.
You know, really, when you think about it, it would be so nice to have a very decent, very set up, organized entity of musicians that could just go through these things like a, almost like what they used to call it in the olden days, chitlin circuit type of thing. You know? Just you set it up and, you know, I mean, I know I'm talking over the airwaves here, so it's something that anybody to gravitate or grab it. But, you know, sitting here listening to all of this stuff and knowing that all of this stuff is going on, I mean, there is no reason why reggae should have shortage, dancehall should have a shortage of things to do. You know, I would listen to Sean Paul on doing an interview yesterday. Last night on Breakfast, so we did it a while back, but I was just listening to it, and he said, "You know what? It's time for." He said, "New America, anyway, to think of dancehall as a summer music. It's more than a summer music. Go down all year because in Jamaica there's stuff going on the whole year, and what it is just that it's not big enough." Out of Jamaica to draw that attention. So that's what he would like, to get rid of that stigma of just being, because he's on tour now. He's on tour now. And he says he would like to let people know, and he's spreading it across America, that that's how it's not just a summer music. It's an all-year-round music. And I think once that can be solidified in people's head, that it's not just a summer music, then they'll keep these things rolling. But for now, it's exciting. It's good. We got, you know, if we could just really have the nicest, best dancehall out there and the best Afrobeat teaming up, which is I am going to do right here in Tampa. It's a team up those two together and recover. So let me go to some music before people. I'm not joking. This is something. Look at all the stuff she's got going on in Toronto. I'm right in the United States. There's no reason. There's no shortage of people. There's no shortage of places. There's no shortage of artists willing to either come here or is here, because it's close to Florida, and Florida has a lot of artists down there. So time to bust out. This pandemic is over. So it's our turn to show that we can do and we will do, and CRS Radio is right there with you, all right? So here we go. Anthony Malvo on this one, even.
Boxer Min, I want to look at it out, cut it out. Shiddly whoop tap to Bob Twain. I cannot live amongst no even. As far as I can see, up here for an enemy, them. I cannot live amongst no Eden. As far as I can see, up here for an enemy, them. You better careful how you spread your bed, cause your best friend you greed will take your head. Mind how you flex in life, a little later man your future now be right. I cannot live amongst no Eden. As far as I can see, up here for an enemy then. cannot live amongst no heathen. As far as I can see, a different enemy them. When you give, and them get, them love it. Till one day, Mr. Get will come take a set. So when you tell him that the fun's it done, then him welcome choke you down. He didn't remember all the days gone by when you give him and you never did cry. Hi, whom the world is mixed up. I cannot live amongst no heathen. As far as I can see, a different enemy them. I cannot live amongst no heathen. As far as I can see, a different enemy them. Look at me and smile with me, pretend to be my friend. Just because I give my heart to you, you think I don't got my own problems. 'Cause you're living in a mix-up world, trading life for diamonds and pearl. Wake up and see what's taking place. I come, yeah. I cannot live amongst no heathen. As far as I can see, a different enemy them. I cannot live amongst no heathen. As far as I can see, a different enemy them. You better careful how you spread your bed, 'cause your best friend you greed will take your head. Mind how you flex in life, a little later man your future no will lie. I cannot live amongst no heathen. As far as I can see, a different enemy them. Shilly boom boom dang. I cannot live amongst no heathen. As far as I can see, a different enemy them. I shall leave them bum die. I cannot live amongst.
When you
and it's a protege, eh? Chronics are where you stay, eh?
Me see a way, drastically straight from hypocrisy I say, hey. Every man to them own a philosophy. I live the proper way and then me read a chapter daily. Man they in a city hungry and no eat, and food they down a country just a drop off of the tree then. You see say poverty no real then, is what the reason revealing.
I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. I provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees. Really, yeah.
When the rain hits up at 20 roof, herb just a steam pepper pot 22. Life is a dream if you got gratitude. So God tell the regime them can't stop where we do now. Information you think on your own, or else you're a slave to the things that you know. What do you know if you learn every day? So be careful of things where you say.
Who knows, who knows, who knows, who knows. I just go where the shaping blows, sending love to my friends and foes. And that's a ball. I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. I provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees.
Africa in a week.
in our heart. It is of importance the I and I gather. If we cannot show now a balance that we are, how do we propose then to carry it abroad? Then I go to Ethiopia and you not have a plan. The building of a nation and a helper on. Every one a lover, one a man is just a man. It shall be a coronation when we land, land, land.
Who knows?
Back to our friend Jungle Love again. I'm going to play another track from his album. From his, it's like an EP, 7 tracks. I got 2 of them lined up right now, but I'm going to just, you know, I played one before and I'm going to drop this other one again. From the man Jungle Judge. This one is called Ungrateful Lover.
I'm not feeling fine as I rise in the morning thinking about my only love. My heart keep a beat cause she's my honey bun. Wondering what she's doing now, my imagination's running wild. I've got to call her now cause something ain't right. Ungrateful lover, she could be under the cover with another man. I just can't understand. Finally got enough courage to make a call. What's that I heard in the background? Did I hear someone talk? If she's all alone, then tell me why. Am I hearing another voice? Oh baby, what are you doing now? Ungrateful lover, she could be under the cover.
Jungle Judge, this one is nice. I gotta play it again and play it twice.
I'm not feeling fine as I rise in the morning thinking about my only love. My heart keep a beat cause she's my honey bun. Wondering what she's doing now, my imagination's running wild. I've got to call her now cause something ain't right. Ungrateful lover, she could be under the cover with another man. I just can't understand. Finally got enough courage to make a call. What's that I heard in the background? Did I hear someone talk? If she's all alone, then tell me why. Am I hearing another voice? Oh baby, what are you doing now? Ungrateful lover, she could be under the cover with another man. I just can't understand. She picked it, eat and gone. She wanna left me all alone. Oh Father, is this really my love?
name is Rachel. Look like Cupid and make some wrong move. Well, the fire him dark, it look like it's a catch the wrong heart. Because why when you leave your loved one alone, you come back and I find her with another. Why, me no know if you say Cupid, fix up your arrow and make it go in the right marrow. Oh God, man, me tired of all these sorrows.
Ungrateful lover, she could be under the cover with another man. I just can't understand. Ungrateful lover, she could be under the cover with another man. I just can't understand. Seems like it's time to move on. Is this a lesson well learned? Oh Father God above, tell me what's going on. Should I stay or should I go? I really, really don't know. Is this the woman for me or is it time to go? Ungrateful lover, she could be under the cover with another man. I just can't understand. Ungrateful lover, she could be under the cover with another man. I just can't understand. Tell you about them ungrateful lover under the cover with another man. I just can't understand. Tell you about them ungrateful lover under the cover with another man. I just can't understand. I tell you,
I believe you have at least two hits after this album. I believe. Jungle Judge, you got it. Put the remedy, you put it out there the right time. Janet, are you hearing me? You sound like you're on hold.
Yes, yes.
I really like what he did with that one. That one is very, you know what I mean? I have a little comedy in it, a little love story in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's well put together. Mm.
Yes, and I'm hoping that he will call in, you know, that, you
yeah,
know.
I didn't tell him.
Inspired him to do after all these years of just playing, you know, never done a record for himself, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, you know, let me see if I could call him. Let me see if I could.
I don't know.
Maybe because it's Jamaica, it might be a little bit tough. But let me see. Let me see if I could.
You'd have to call him straight.
Yeah, I don't have the capacity.
No, that we'd have to figure out. But it would be nice for him to call in.
Yeah.
Next Saturday
I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm. And then you can talk about it, you know, and along with the other artists and stuff like that.
Right. Because he's got History Man on it as well, too.
Yeah, one of my...
I know.
Well, you know, as you know, I'm inside that that camp.
Mm-hmm.
History Man, Jungle George. Most of those artists on that album, I know them.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. But the whole collabo is really nice, you know.
Yeah, so I'm hoping moving forward he will do lots more because I know he has a lot of rhythm. He has a lot of rhythm that he made.
I can't wait to go. Me and him go sit down and we're gonna. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will be, you know, bigging it up on Facebook and the other social medias because it needs to get out there.
Right. No.
What I just did when you were playing it, I took a little video of it, so I will be sharing that.
Oh, okay.
So I recorded the thing when you were playing it, so just a little bit so I can share it on social media. When you were playing Lee Scratch Perry, I also added it. And the other one that you were playing with, I think, what's his name? Riley. One of those artists, Harmony
right.
was dancing. So Harmony was dancing to that music, so you'll see that one. Mm. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, we have to start utilizing the social media in the best way that we can.
Yes, I'm getting a little bit of flack for not being a little more, participative, let's call it that, because I have an Instagram account, but I'm not an Instagram person, so some people, I'm going to try this, because I think that's the way some people dig up some people and get to talk to them by going on their Instagram, you know?
Yeah, because once you start doing it, you're going to have, especially people gravitate to the music.
Mm-hmm.
And once you can start putting it out there, and even with, for example, Junk George himself, once that's posted and then he like it and his network, other people start sharing it. Because what we want to do is for these stuff to go viral, right?
Yeah.
But in order for them to go viral, a lot of people have to either comment, share, like, repost it, and use all the social medias, LinkedIn.
Any volume of people over 20,000 is when you can, that's viral. Yeah, it has to be over 20,000.
We need to, like with his album now that he has out, let's do what we have to do, ask for the people to share, like, you know, let's do it.
Do it all the time, yeah. Yeah. We're talking about one of our staunchest, best musicians. He's like a little well-kept secret on there in Jamaica with his little studio. But he's turning out his work. We were pushing him and he pushed himself, so he's getting out there. Never too late. Never too late. Younger George, you're well-respected, man.
Yeah, big up yourself,
right?
My brother. You know, really feeling the vibes with this and, you know, we need to get some more. We have to keep reggae alive. Let's go.
Yes, keep it alive. You know who, and I told you to kind of see if you could touch bases with him a little bit from your travel side of things, but you know who has some very nice music in your old album this week? Singing Vernon. That guy Singing Vernon. He's a very nice guy. I'm gonna find.
Who's that?
Singing Vernon. Let me find.
Oh.
Singing Vernon. He's good. He had some very nice tracks. He's good. This guy's got some really beautiful stuff. I'll be dropping some of these stuff. That's what's going on. It's just that there's so much hidden music that's around. They're not being played on a continuous basis for nobody. Unless people like myself and the other DJs we just do it, you know? And that's how it works. Other than
We need to keep promoting them.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if I can pull him up, one of his singing Brennan. He has some very nice, well put together tracks, you know. Very well put together.
So while you're searching there, so I'll touch on, you know, on the 10th of this month, Marcus Garvey died 82 years ago.
Yeah, okay. The 10th of this month?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this man should never be out of our thoughts, you know?
No, never.
As world leaders, I believe he's one of the most influential. This man had over 4 million people.
And look when he was.
Yeah, under his belt. He owned a newspaper company. He had businesses. Even right here in Toronto, he either owned one or two buildings here.
The one on College Street.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think he had a Marcus Garvey Center as well, right? Many people there should be more on him. Even the school, so that the young ones coming up can have a role model or somebody that they can follow.
Well, you know,
in terms of business.
I was driving this earlier today. I was driving and I'm listening. Somebody was talking about I listen to. I don't listen to regular radio. I listen to like Cyrus FM radio where you get all these non-commercialized, real music, you know. And this guy was talking about, this DJ was talking about Otis Redding. Reflected on, and he said Otis Redding died at 26 in that plane crash. I remember that plane crash. 26.
That young?
Yes. Marcus Garvey died young, too. He didn't die old. He died young. Didn't he die in his 40s or something like that?
I don't know what age, but I know 19.
He wasn't that old. I've never seen a picture of Marcus Garvey old. He looked pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
So I was saying to myself, all our stalwarts died young.
Yeah.
I guess that's why they come up with the saying, the good die young, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what. But Jimi Hendrix died at 26, 27. And he was known as one of the greatest black guitar. I thought he was older than that. When they're great like that, and I think because a lot of people are refusing to step out in the because they know they're going to get killed. I said to myself, maybe that's why they're living. Because every time one black child steps out and really say something young, they get killed. They always seem to get killed. So it's kind of not a nice thing to know. Yeah, he did. He with a bunch of his old band and stuff like that. That's mm-hmm. what I know with Otis. I remember I was home in Jamaica when that happened. I probably was around 11, 12 years old, maybe 12.
Yeah. Sad times, eh?
Yeah. A lot of that went on. Sam Cooke.
Oh, my favorite. Even Marvin Gaye as well.
Yeah, he died. He died young. His dad shot him.
His father killed him.
Killed him.
And these guys had, like, their voices. Whoa.
Yeah, they're old school. Yeah.
They could sing.
Yeah.
Holy cow. A lot of them, you know, came out with that voice.
Yeah.
Well, and no
one can really duplicate their...
Yeah.
Look at Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke voice.
I even play his music sometimes.
Huh? Yeah, people do. Because the question the guy asked on the radio was for people to submit on Instagram or Facebook who their parents played in the house and they still play their music or listen to their music. And one person put in that. So, you know, they kept saying all these words. This is, all right, I'm going to play you. This is the guy called Singing Girl. This is him. This is what he sounds like. And I play him all the time. Here it is. Singing Girl. I have a dream.
Hi, Bob.
I have a dream, one day I'll be in Europe. I have a dream. I have a dream, one day I'll be in Africa. I have a dream. I have a dream, one day I'll be in Asia. With ones and ones, brothers and sisters, woman and man. I have a dream. Reggae music is here to stay. Brother Dan, Bogo style, in a dancer's style.
I have a dream. more singing, Verna. Bye.
My friends down there, 150, and I got my Empress tucked in with me. We're looking somewhere nice and so cozy. The little love songs, well, while she hugs me. That's what love is about. Sharing the moment with the one you. You're a fabulous God, but you're more than birth. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. You're a fabulous God, but you're more than birth. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. You make me smile. You're my heartbeat. You're more than birth, you brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. You're a fabulous girl, but you're more than birth, you brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. Whoa. Brought smiles to my face. You make me weep when I'm so drunk. You're a fabulous God, but you're more than birth. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. You're a fabulous God, but you're more than birth. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. My friend's down there, 150, and I got my Empress tucked in with me. We're looking somewhere nice and so cozy to listen to love songs, yeah, yeah, wow. She holds me, that's what love's about, sharing the moment with the one. You're a fabulous God, but you're more than birth. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came along. My world has come alive. You're a fabulous God, but you're more than birth. You brought meaning to my life. My search is done since you came. Since you came along. My world has come.
Yeah, that was the song, the man called Singing Vernon. I like his style. What do you think about him, Janet?
Based on the quality and stuff of reggae, his music is kind of reggae, kind of soul, as we call it. R&B kind of, you know, really nice music. It's a nice nice kind of vibe, you know, for the kind of Sunday, as we would call Sunday music.
Sunday music,
I'm not sure about dancing. It's more like a song that you could and listen to.
Right. But he's like a close-up, you know, people want to dance close together, wide, do what they call it, wide in and all that kind of.
Yeah, but yeah, right, true.
But the music is really thick. It has a lot of body, you know. I can just imagine it live, you know. That's what I do. I imagine it live. It's got a lot. Yeah, that. But, you know, I'm going to play a few of his good cuts on Saturday. I'm going to play some of his play some of that. So I heard some of these guys are really, they're out there and they're good, clean, ready, just that. I think one of the best things is, you know, for someone like us, if we could get that power where we could hold a concert and put on, because they deserve it, and they would, I believe they would give a really good show. I really believe it would be worth people's money, you know, say $20 to come in. Some of these artists that I'm thinking about, you came on the market, so really put them on. Well, let's go.
Yes,
we got like,
you know, I just wanted to mention few, but I guess that will leave for the next show. But again, I'm going to reach out to everyone out there as it relates to the Lumi. It's getting closer and closer to where we want to get. The new platform is a community on its own. You can now go on there. You can share, like. There's Facebook you can connect to, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. There are about different platforms that you can connect to through the network. Also, if you have a business and you have a website, you can now copy and paste your own URL into there, and it will give you an opportunity to promote yourself. If you have an upcoming event as well, you can go on there, just like with Facebook, where you can create an event. You can go on here. You can, you can create. I was in there last night. Yeah. So you can go. You can create an event. Yeah. You could share the event. Just once you go in there, it's like you're in a different world. You don't want to come out.
Right.
The shopping part about it, you go on there. I saw mackerel, tin mackerel, as we call it, Dutty Gal. Yeah.
Right.
That's on there. Different things and more vendors. They're looking for vendors. They're talking about it's going to create employment for many people, especially drivers. With the drivers, they're going to need drivers to deliver goods, because it's going to be like another Amazon. All right? So, you know, we're are not just Amazon, like you, Hoover. Right?
Hoover.
Think of Hoover. That's what this platform is creating, but on the globally. Right? So we're it's setting up opportunities everywhere. I'm encouraging everyone, it's free to sign up until next year, September. Please, you're still getting your stimulus, 6.26 Lumi, equivalent to 100 US every month on the 28th of every month. So you have about maybe, 6 days, right? No, 5 more days to sign up. Come on, get on board. We have about 1 million people now or more. What that means, just like when Bitcoin came out, the more people you have on the platform, that's what gave them that leverage now to be where they're at. So when Bitcoin started out, they had nothing. Now, look at where Bitcoin is today. That's where the Lumi is heading.
It's gone down quite a bit, but that's,
it's going to go back up.
It's going to go back. It's going to take a while, but it's going to, because there's other coins coming to the space now. That's going to be, I guess that's going to waste.
Every time they come on, I'll be pushing this. We need to get at least 3-4 million people by next year. We need that. We need it.
Yeah.
So if you can encourage someone, next one encourage someone, the next one encourage someone to sign up, we're going to fulfill that mission.
Okay. Right. Well, we're going. We got like 10 more minutes to go. So let me slow it down a little bit and One more time before we get out of here. Can you just play a couple? Gerald Levert on CRS Radio, Gerald Levert and his father, Eddie Levert. But that's, you remember, could be.
Have a fancy car, diamond ring, but girl, you know all good things come to time. Girl, you know I do just about anything.
See a smile
on your face.
On your face.
Don't let your friends go messing with your mind.
No,
girl.
Day I met the perfect stranger. I think about us and I think about the day I got wrapped around your finger. I think about us the sun was shining. God was smiling on me, and love was calling us. I had my mind made up, and I can't stop loving you. I can't help myself, and I can't get. Thought I'd ever love anyone else in my weakness. the day you left without speaking. I think about her. I think about the love we had for our children. I think about the way we laugh without a reason. I think about us, girl, yeah. There will be no more lies. Somebody tell me why I feel like I'm dying. Lord, what's come over me? Baby, can't you see that I can't stop loving you? I can't stop loving you. I don't know why.
Well, we're making our way out of here. It's like 9:52 to go. And, you know, this is no ordinary love. We had a great, you know, love affair with you for the last 2 hours. And what you got to say about that, Janet? On the move. She's getting ready to be on the move. And is on the move.
Song?
Yes.
Yeah, it's more
we're
like
just
a
about
slow,
ready.
Yeah. More. That's more like a slow kind of romantic kind of song, you know?
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
when you got to go, you got to leave them in someone's band, you know? Come back again. It's like 1 minute to go, but I'm going to do this one. So
yes,
you want to say your last?
So until next week, next Thursday, I'll let you all know about the Durham Caribbean Festival, how it went,
oh,
if
yeah.
you're listening. All right, so I'll be sharing that next week. All right, so have yourself a good weekend, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Here we go. This is No Ordinary Love. We love y'all, so we expect you to go out, tell a friend, bring a friend, and stay till the end. It's Poetic Sam and Janet on the Move Lovely on the Wild Wild Show. See ya.
Fake shit gon' kill you. Boy, I know the real you. Fake shit gon' kill you. Boy, I know the real you. Fake shit gon' kill you. Boy, I know the real you. Fake shit gon' kill you. Boy, I know the real you.